On September 9th, the Tulsa police received a call regarding another alleged rape. An 18-year-old woman named Amy Del Ferniehuff returned to her apartment around 4 a.m. after a long night in a club. She was feuding with her boyfriend, who was in the apartment asleep with the doors locked. She couldn't locate her key, and since she really needed to find a restroom, she hustled down the block to an all-night convenience store. There, she bumped into Ron Williamson, who was also enjoying another late night. The two did not know each other but struck up a conversation, then disappeared behind the store and into some tall grass where they had sex. According to Ferniehuff, Ron struck her with his fist, ripped off most of her clothes, and raped her. According to Ron, Ferniehuff was mad at her boyfriend for locking her out of their apartment and agreed to a quick roll in the weeds. For the second time in 5 months, Ron posted bail and called John Tanner. With two rapes hanging over his head, he finally throttled back on the nightlife, then went into seclusion. He was living alone and talking to virtually no one. Annette knew a few of the details because she was sending money. Bruce Leba knew very little about what was happening. In February 1979, the Ferniehuff rape went to trial first. Ron testified and explained to the jury that yes, indeed, they had had sex, but it had been by mutual consent. Oddly enough, the two had agreed to have relations behind a convenience store at 4 in the morning. The jury deliberated for an hour, believed him, and returned a verdict of not guilty. In May, another jury was impaneled to hear the accusations of rape by Liza Lynch. Again, Ron gave a full explanation to the jury. He had met Lynch in a nightclub, danced with her, liked her, and she evidently liked him because she invited him back to her apartment where they had consensual sex. The victim told the jury that she decided she didn't want to have sex, that she tried to stop it long before it got started, but she was afraid of Ron Williamson and finally gave in to keep from being hurt. Again, the jury believed Ron and found him not guilty.